This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, this has been a great interview with Garrett Ziegler of Marco Polo, MarcoPoloUSA.org. I do want him to share the other URLs before he signs off with us because, you know, those are the ones that people like to share and it's easier to remember and send people to if they want to read this. Quickly, though, my final questions for you in the time we have. Is there anything you saw in your dossier on the Hunter Biden emails which would lead more credence or more smoke, if you will, to the Biden involvement in Ukraine and everything that we're seeing now?
There is one email in particular that is a FARA violation, and what I mean by that is there was a consulting group called FTI Consulting that was responding to media inquiries at the time of all the shenanigans, Hunter serving on the board of Burisma, et cetera. And one of those questions had to do with a gentleman who you probably know of, Ihor Kolomoisky. Kolomoisky, until recently, was a tri-citizen of Israel, Cyprus, and Ukraine. And Ihor Kolomoisky is being personally and his companies are being sued in three different district courts right now for laundering proceeds from Privat Bank, which he was the beneficial owner of. And Ihor Kolomoisky is the center of a very, very corrupt matrix. And the reason why this ties to the Bidens is this. Joey, as we all know, withheld a billion-dollar loan guarantee from the IMF. He withheld – he basically threatened U.S. support of the IMF loan guarantee on Viktor Shokin getting fired. Now, this is why this is incredible. That money from the IMF went in large part to Privat Bank to then give out to these businesses. But what in actuality happened was Ihor Kolomoisky gave it to his Cypriot-domiciled shell companies and kept the cash himself. This is hugely illegal. There's litigation going on in the Delaware Chancery Court about this right now. Billions of dollars was stolen. And why this is incredible is Ihor Kolomoisky has a relationship with Mykola Zlochevsky, the quote-unquote front man for Burisma. In fact, in Ukraine, Zlochevsky's referred to as a mini-garch, and Ihor Kolomoisky is the oligarch. And so what this means is that if Kolomoisky was funding Burisma, and there's a Ukraine report out there from the Anti-Corruption Center in 2012, way before we got involved and way before the American people knew about the Biden family in detail, they were connecting the dots about this. And so one question that only Congress can explore, because I don't have subpoenas, is what connection Ihor Kolomoisky had, because if he funded Burisma, Owen, that means that American taxpayers would have funded Hunter's board seat in part, because here's the chain of money. American taxpayers to the IMF, the IMF to Privat Bank, the Privat Bank to Ihor Kolomoisky shell companies, which he beneficially owns, and some of that money would have then funded Burisma, because there's a lot of shells domiciled in the British Virgin Islands behind Burisma, i.e. Brocedi Investment Holdings Limited, and all of these other basically – they're companies that exist on paper that have registered agents in foreign countries. And so Ihor Kolomoisky is very important, and this is going on today. And we touch on this in our dossier that Joe banned him from the country in March of 2022, and we think that was to save face, because Ihor Kolomoisky never comes to the States anyways. He just has his proxies here. And so I think it's a way for Joe to say, hey, look, I'm willing to go after somebody who was tangentially connected to my son, ergo, I'm not corrupt. But it was really a toothless move. It was just posturing. And so I would urge all your listeners to go look at Ihor Kolomoisky and see what connection he has to Mykola Zlochevsky. Privat Bank is a cesspool of human excrement that the bottom of which we haven't even found yet. And remember, Joey brought up Privat Bank on the leaked call between him and Poroshenko in December of 2016, right before DJT was installed.
Wow.
Joey was thinking about Privat Bank, and he told Poroshenko, hey, nationalize Privat Bank quickly, because if Trump starts looking around, he's going to see all the stuff that's gone on.
Wow, amazing stuff. Now, give out the convenient URLs for people to send and share and go to.
Thank you, Owen. Our Twitter feed, which we have been posting on a lot lately, is MarcoPolo501c3, denoting our nonprofit status. Our website's MarcoPoloUSA.org. Our Telegram, which I love the most, is just MarcoPoloUSA. I appreciate your time, and thank you for allowing me to come on.
Thank you, Garrett.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, I'm trying not to be too reactionary to that last interview. It's just, I really feel good, not just because the information that we were able to get out, and now I think probably a good relationship forming, but that you've made the right decision to tune in here, knowing that we have the integrity and more importantly, the desire to get things right. And I don't put my ego or my pride above the information shared here, because genuinely, I got in media to inform people, to empower people, because I believe that's the path to improving our great country, or working to restore it to its once great state, which, I mean, even Democrats have to admit it's not the case. They sit here all day and act like, oh, it's so much better under our leadership, and then complain how racist America is and how devastated the economy is, and you know the old story. But man, you know, it's just amazing when people want to do good, when people have a genuine desire to do good, how even differences can be used to come together and do good. And so it's that simple. Hey, I misunderstood and misrepresented something on the air. They reached out and they said, hey, this is not right. Can you retract? I said, hey, I'll retract, but why don't you come on here and tell the story and correct the record for me? Ends up being a great interview, ends up being a great segment. It'll probably get a bunch of views on band.video. We'll probably write a story for Infowars.com, and now the story will be even bigger. And when people have good intent in their heart, that's how this stuff should shake out. Never ask for a retraction, sue you for $1 trillion, and so much good could have been done, and instead it turns into something bad. But I digress from that. You made the right decision to tune in here. You made the right decision to trust InfoWars instead of the rest of the mainstream news media, and we've been proven right time and time again, not just with our news coverage, like we're going to get into again with Dr. Peter McCullough coming up here shortly, and the vaccines, but the integrity to get things right, and if we do make a mistake, to correct it, and even go over and above to make sure people see that not only do we want to correct it, but we want you to know the truth. So I'm not going to harp on that anymore. But it really makes me feel good knowing that we are on the right side, and that we are the good guys in the media. And it just, today is just another reminder of that. And so, you know, big ups to the crew, big ups to the audience. Glad Marco Polo guy came on, Garrett Ziegler, and shared with you his websites and stuff. And now this story is going to get even more attention. So it's funny. God works that way sometimes. And then it ends up we kind of have a little bit of a similar background. So putting that aside, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to keep InfoWars on the air. Now, I have the Bone Broth Plus in my pantry because I like to put it in my post-workout protein shakes. It does have 11 grams of protein in here. So in addition, if you really stack the protein in the shake, it's a nice additional thing. Plus, obviously, the bone broth and the bee pollen and the chaga mushroom and the goji berry, all organic, all natural, primal human nutrition. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. Some people like it in their coffee. Some people like to just mix it with milk and get the nutrients. I like to put it in a post-workout protein shake. Either way, though, it's going to be good for your health, and you're going to support the broadcast when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, been out of stock for years, Bone Broth Plus. Finally back in stock, and it's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But for you, the listening audience, we have an exclusive offer. With coupon code FREEALEX, you can get Ultimate Bone Broth Plus 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, an exclusive listener offer today. Coupon code FREEALEX at checkout gets you 40% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. So great way to improve your health, great way to support the transmission. And I wanted to give the listening audience a little added benefit today with coupon code FREEALEX, 40% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. And guys, do me a favor. If you love Alex and you appreciate Alex like I do, support InfoWars today. If you don't want to buy a product, go make a donation. Hit the donate tab, even if it's just $5, because I don't want Alex to come back stressing about finances. I want Alex to come back on air tomorrow and be focused to cover all of the big breaking news that he's done so well for decades. But I don't want him to sit here and stress because the funding went down because he's been out of the office for the last couple days. So let's boost that funding. Let's get some nice numbers there at InfoWarsStore.com so Alex can come back happy, healthy, stress-free, come on air, and be the classic Alex Jones that we love and appreciate so much. But like I said, if you don't want to buy a product, go right to that donate tab. Donate $5, $10, whatever. We appreciate it, and it's your support there that will keep us on the air. Okay, now, I'm going to come back here and delve back into this issue with Obama and Biden and Ukraine. But kind of in this middle little 4 minutes here, let me just jump around and show you some of the other madness. In fact, let me do this, because this video is going viral, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but there's a point here that I think needs to be made. And so there's a, I don't even want to classify where this guy stands politically. I mean, you could say socialist. I don't think he denied it, but I don't even really think there's anything consistent there. But he's gone on the Young Turks. He's made a bunch of controversial statements. Hassan Piker over the years. And so there's a video of a really popular YouTuber named Mr. Beast, who's become wildly successful, made millions of dollars, and he decided to purchase surgery, basically, for 1,000 people to have their blindness cured. So this guy, YouTuber, becomes massively famous, successful, and then pays for 1,000 people to have a surgery so that they can see again. That video goes viral. Hassan Piker, formerly of the Young Turks, I don't know if he still goes on there, but big Twitcher, maybe the number one even earner on Twitch. He makes millions of dollars on Twitch, but, you know, he's a good communist. And so here was his response to seeing the video of people getting cured of their blindness, and it's gone viral. Here it is.
You watch the video and go, oh, how cute and how nice. I watch the video and I'm filled with rage.
What's wrong with you?
That we shut off access to a 10-minute procedure because we paywalled it and decided that, like, some people just simply can't get it. It is so insanely frustrating it's up to, like, one YouTube guy to, like, decide to make content out of it that, like, the people who are too poor can't just see. That's insane. Anyway, sorry. It's just like a deeply, deeply frustrating concept.
Now, let me explain something here. I understand where Hassan is coming from because I've been there before when I was, you know, younger. But I've had life experience and I've learned things now. That's why they say if you're not a liberal by the time you're 20, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative by the time you're 30, you don't have a brain. But I actually understand exactly where Hassan Piker is coming from. I think the overall message is received. However, the logic from Hassan Piker hasn't advanced to where it needs to be because he's missing two points entirely. One, which is the obvious one, and I'm not giving Hassan Piker over this, I'm just pointing this out. Hassan, you make millions of dollars. Why don't you go buy 1,000 people blindness surgery? If you're so enraged because people can't get their blindness cured because they don't have the money, well, I know you have a lot of money. Your earnings on Twitch have been made public. You've shown off your beautiful car purchases online. So I know you've got plenty of money. Why don't you sell your Porsche and pay for somebody's blindness surgery? Okay, maybe then you won't be so enraged, but I don't see that happening. But that's fine. I'm not blaming Hassan Piker for being a capitalist personally. But see, that's what it comes down to. Why is Mr. Beast able to pay for 1,000 people to have their blindness cured? Because of capitalism. And so this is the big logical gap that people like Hassan Piker, who I think genuinely wishes people could get their blindness cured, maybe he doesn't want to pay for it, but he wants someone else to pay for it. But guess who did? A guy who made millions of dollars in a free market capitalist society. So once again, it's capitalism and good people that win. The government will never be the answer to our problems, and it never should be. But look at what free market capitalists have done, like Mr. Beast, paying for people to see again. To me, that's a story of success of capitalism, not the failures.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I got to tell you, my response to that video got a serious conversation going here in studio, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but a couple of points being made by the crew, like, hey, you know, these people are getting government benefits to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars. Why wouldn't the government just pay for them to have the surgery? I think a fair point. And another point was, you know, the government will give you $15,000 to go buy an electric car. Why won't they give $15,000 to cure somebody's blindness and get them in the workforce? Well, because they're invested in green technologies. They're invested in stocks and companies that build and produce electric cars and their batteries. So that benefits them. They're basically giving money to themselves. But my overall point, which I think is even easier to solve this issue with, hey, if you want to give money to people to have surgeries to cure their blindness, we probably shouldn't be spending $150 billion in Ukraine. How many surgeries could we do to heal people's blindness with $150 billion for war in Ukraine? See, and it always comes back to that. I'm not a socialist. I don't like government funding anything. But if I'm going to sit here and listen to people complaining about the government not funding stuff here in America, well, then please, let's not spend $21 trillion on wars in the Middle East. Let's not go down that road again with this war in Ukraine, already $150 billion. Not to mention, but I guess this would be argued as humanitarian, but we know that's not where the money goes, the hundreds of billions of dollars that we spend on illegal immigrants that come in here and get stuff for free. I digress on that, but I think there's a fair conversation here. And even though I think Hassan's logic in that video is immature and missing the overall point, ironically enough, him sitting there with $1 million and him sitting there actually mad at the victories of capitalism. But nonetheless, I think that the heart is in the right place, and I think it resonates with a lot of people. But I digress. Now, we got Peter McCullough coming up in the next segment, and I've got so much of this vaccine news, folks. I mean, it is two stacks of it today. We're going to be getting into all of it with Dr. Peter McCullough. Now, quickly, though, trying to finish up the situation with Obama and Biden in Ukraine. And it was a week or two ago where I came out and did a report on my research, realizing that Obama and Biden actually were not cooperative on the situation in Ukraine. And now more is coming out about that. Clandestine has done his own deep dive into this. Now that I have everyone's attention, allow me to address why U.S. establishment politicians are sending tanks, jets, weapons, equipment, and $100 billion plus to Ukraine. It has nothing to do with Ukraine citizens and everything to do with deep state assets and secrets in Ukraine. Let's go back to when and where it all began. 2005, Senator Obama and Senator Lugar visited former Soviet biological and chemical facilities in Ukraine established by the U.S. deep state roots in Ukraine to counter bioweapons. And by the way, he's got all the receipts shared in his tweet thread. When speaking of the labs in 2005, here's how they were described by Washington Post. The labs were part of a Cold War network of anti-plague stations that supplied highly lethal pathogens to Soviet bioweapons factories. So when Russia does anti-plague research, it's bioweapons. But what are they doing over there at Pfizer? Bioweapons. But when the U.S. does defensive gain-of-function / directed evolution research, it's not bioweapons. Seems that their tune has changed. And so it gets into all of this. It's a long thread. I'm not going to have the time. But basically, all of this stuff with Obama, and it does eventually tie into Biden and the biolabs in Ukraine, it was well-known and mainstream media news as of 2005 when both the Republicans and the Democrats were trying to get involved in Ukraine.
And it was, and it's been alleged with the dots connected by Lee Stranahan and other investigative reporters that this is how the deep state basically got Obama involved in Ukraine originally, which perhaps he may now regret or was never really in his best interest. But it was all mainstream news, Washington Post, everybody had it. Oh, but then in 2001 and 2022, when the situation in Ukraine started to develop and people started saying, hey, what about those bioweapons labs? What about the bioweapons labs on the Pentagon website that Obama and others knew about? All of a sudden, the mainstream news changed their tune and they said, there are no labs. The labs don't exist and they're not bioweapons labs. Even though they already reported on them years ago, already reported how they existed, and by their own definition were biolabs. But oh, now that there's, ooh, the corruption coming to the front in the war, now they don't want you to know about it. Clandestine follows it up. They can't formulate a counter to my thread that has now done over 3.5 million views in 16 hours. Their only counter is Obama picture photoshopped. They were published by Newsweek in 2005, who has since deleted the article. By the way, a very interesting Newsweek article we're going to be covering with Peter McCullough today. Stay tuned for that. But the Daily Mail story is still out. Senator Obama pushed to destroy massive arms, ammo caches in Ukraine. So it was a back and forth. I think Obama knew he was getting into something wrong. Plus, I think Obama understood that his friends and allies and his relationship or positive view of Iran was going to become an issue in Ukraine. And now that's becoming more of an issue, by the way. So Obama already destroyed all this stuff that was in Ukraine, and now Biden is making us pay for more of it. But so, okay, what's happening in the geopolitical picture now with Ukraine? Suspected Israeli strikes on Iran, former Israeli ambassador on ramifications. I mean, I don't know if Israel has admitted this, but it's pretty much confirmed. Israeli fighter jets, Israeli bombs blew up what they're claiming were medical supply trucks that were going to Syria. And guys, there were some other tweets I had on this that I don't see on my desk now. I'll go through my stuff here. But basically, Israel is now acting as a U.S. proxy in this war, and that's why they are bombing supply trains going to Syria, or what may have ultimately been meant to go to Russia. Because Iran is, for lack of a better word, on Russia's side in this larger geopolitical conflict. And now more is being understood on this issue because of the BRICS setup. Here's what I was looking for. Israeli strikes on Iran. Former Israeli ambassador to Moscow on what the ramifications will be for Ukraine. And is the world on the eve of World War III? Suspected Israeli strikes on Iran could lead to a worse situation. So why is Israel bombing these supply chains in Iran? What does it have to do with the larger geopolitical issue? Well, here's the report from Richard Medhurst. Russia and Iran just connected all their banks. This is their middle finger to SWIFT. 52 Iranian banks under CPAM and 106 Russian banks under SPFS can now talk to each other. Weaponizing SWIFT and the U.S. dollar is speeding up the birth of a new system where sanctions don't work. So now, thanks to BRIC and thanks to Saudi Arabia and Russia not doing oil deals in the U.S. dollar, this is the new geopolitical front forming against the corrupt Western sanctions.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, I got a little scatterbrained up against that last break, and I couldn't eloquently finish my point. And that's that clearly Israel is acting on the U.S.'s behalf right now, bombing Iran supply trains, and what I think is the tit-for-tat here is basically Israel blew up a Iranian drone factory because Iran was building drones with the U.S. technology that Obama gave them to supply the Russian army in their fight against Ukraine. So Israel went in, blew up that, and then they got the green light to go blow up a supply train that was going into Syria because the U.S. is still stealing oil out of there. I just kind of wanted to put that out because I'm a little scatterbrained up against the break in the last segment. Now, time to move on. And, of course, this is dealing with the larger geopolitical issue of the banks, the central banks, Israel's interest there, the West's interest there, and Russia, China, and others getting off of that system. Now, the subject material that I have with Dr. Peter McCullough is not short in seriousness or in just the amount of it that I have. But as we bring in Dr. Peter McCullough now, Doctor, let's start with the obvious situation here. Here's the scale of disaster we're dealing with the most recent Project Veritas Pfizer video. And to me, there's no debate. This is the scale. At the very least, at the very smallest end of the spectrum, it's Pfizer executives are liars. That is the worst case situation, or excuse me, that is the best case situation we have, is that top Pfizer executives are literally liars. That's his own word. The worst case scenario is that Pfizer is doing gain of function research right here in the United States of America. That's the scale here. That is the scale. Pfizer executives are liars is the best case scenario. Worst case scenario is they're doing gain of function research in the United States, which would be illegal. But doctor, let's get your response to the multiple viral videos from Project Veritas and then all of the fallout since.
I can tell you, I was shocked as a fellow graduate of UT Southwestern Medical School in Dallas. Dr. Jordan Tristan Lee Walker is a 2018 graduate of Southwestern Medical School, and then he went on to do at least partial rotating internship up in the Northeast, and he quickly dropped out of that and joined Pfizer in research and development. And what he disclosed in this Project Veritas sting operation was, I think, very important for people to understand. So Project Veritas, under the direction of James O'Keefe, had arranged, in a sense, a date. Now, apparently Walker is homosexual, so it was a male date, and they got into a relationship. And as this relationship developed, that Walker disclosed more and more. And I can tell you, Project Veritas almost certainly has a lot more video than what you see here. They, you know, there was a series of encounters. Walker discloses that in research meetings, Pfizer has devised plans to actually intentionally modify SARS-CoV-2, presumably to make it more infectious or potentially more injurious, and then have vaccines to match it. And the only way for that to ever become a commercial entity is for Pfizer to release the virus publicly. Now, they have labs all over the world, but indeed, if it's more infectious or if it's more lethal, it does meet the definition of gain-of-function research. The whole genetic code for SARS-CoV-2 is known. And this is enormously disturbing. This comes on the heels of Pfizer CEO, who's a veterinarian, by the way, Albert Bourla, being pursued in Davos by media personnel. And they were asking him about the vaccine. Now, in Pfizer's documents that are released publicly under court order, Pfizer knew about 1,223 deaths within 90 days of their vaccine. People called into Pfizer said their family members died after they took the Pfizer vaccine. The FDA wanted to block this for 55 years. It finally came out earlier in 2022. And what Bourla told the media was that he knew of no safety signals with his vaccine. No safety signals. This is a monstrous number of deaths. And I can tell you, 5, 10, 15, 50 deaths, Pfizer should have pulled it off the market. It was his responsibility. It goes all the way up to CEO. So you're right, Owen, that Pfizer executives, the best case scenario is their line. The worst case scenario is that they're either on the verge of or, in fact, they are committing domestic terrorism.
Now, you just brought something up about Albert Bourla, and I was kind of waiting on the wings to get into this story, and I'm not sure if you've done the deep dive into this yet, but not only are we learning more about Bourla and his background, being a veterinarian, have you looked into, was his specialty gain-of-function research, or was his specialty looking into how viruses communicate with an animal. Do we know anything about that?
No, I don't know what his specialty was. You know, many times the CEOs are just figureheads for the company. But what we've learned is very disturbing. Borla should have come out immediately. As soon as it was known that these deaths were accruing, should have paused the vaccine, should have done a deep dive to figure out what was going on instead of letting these deaths accrue over the course of 2 years. I think Borla is going to hide behind the emergency use authorization. He's going to say, listen, it was EUA. I was asked by the governments to do this. I didn't have the ability to stop it. He may claim that he doesn't know about these safety signals, although the deaths are clearly recorded in the Pfizer documents.
Well, and plus, they can try to use the emergency authorization use as an excuse. That is, until we already have the leaked documents, they knew about the side effects. So correct me if I'm wrong, but knowingly putting a product to market, even with the EAU, if you have known side effects that you don't warn people about, that does that not relinquish that cover?
That's very important, because what you've just brought up is fraud. If Pfizer defrauded the public and the U.S. government on their vaccines, many legal scholars believe the liability shields should fall and that other charges can be brought against Pfizer. You know, Pfizer has been convicted of criminal activity in the past. This wouldn't be the first time for it.
No, they're the all-time record. They're the all-time home run hitter.
You know, again, the company's integrity has to, or lack thereof, has to speak for itself. But these are disturbing developments. Everything we learned about this Project Veritas sting operation is greatly concerning, and I would anticipate more video, more revelations are going to come out on this. You know, there was a news piece that came out about Pfizer and their potential gain-of-function research going on in India. And in India is where was the birthplace of the Delta outbreak. And some have raised the issue, is could Pfizer have played a role in the origins of the Delta outbreak in India? If this needs to be pursued with great vigor at this point in time. I will be traveling to India within a few days, and hopefully we'll have meetings with the Prime Minister and other officials, and I anticipate this will come up in conversation.
Wow, this is huge breaking news. I don't know if you've stated this publicly, but this is huge breaking news to me, and then hearing you talk, the gears are just clicking in my head, because if I recall, India, which is, I believe, still the most populous country in the world, was at first having some vaccine hesitancy, and they were seeing the side effects, and they were drawing back saying, wait a second, maybe we don't want to mass introduce this vaccine. Oh, and then conveniently the Delta variant comes out, and Pfizer has the variant vaccine in the most populous country that was vaccine skeptical. I wonder if there's something there. Dr. Peter McCullough doing hero's work, as far as I can tell, breaking news, going to India to discuss this situation there. We'll be right back after this break. You won't believe what Project Veritas did today, though, in front of the Pfizer headquarters. We'll show you that on the other side.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Project Veritas just continue to come through. They rented one of those LED screen trucks and parked it right in front of the Pfizer World headquarters. I believe that's in New York, with their video rolling and the image of their executive, who's literally just a liar, according to his own words, on the screen. Project Veritas. They should have not closets full of Pulitzer Prize awards, but probably entire warehouses full of them. Of course, they don't get the benefit because they're the good guys. And so those corrupt awards no longer get awarded to the good guys. Dr. Peter McCullough is with us now. And you, to me, you broke the big news that you're going to India. I think that that's a very big story, because I look at India's leadership as... they care about the people of India. I don't believe our leaders care about us. That's why they keep lying to us about these vaccines. But I think that the Modi and the Indian leadership definitely care about the Indian people. And so what kind of hopes, or what do you expect is going to happen when you are speaking in India? And I think they have a genuine concern about these vaccine side effects.
On next Tuesday, February 7th, I'll be headlining a major meeting in a convention center arena in Delhi, India. And in attendance will be the entire Q5 network led by Ashutosh Panthes and in Indian physician leaders, Dr. Banerjee being one, probably the lead barrister in the entire country, Prashnat Bhushan, who's actually taken cases to the Supreme Court of India regarding the lack of informed consent and transparency on vaccine data. You know, India has largely dropped the vaccines. They've had an array of them, including the killed vaccines, antigen-based vaccines, and, of course, the genetic vaccines. Overall, the population is relatively lightly vaccinated. And at this point in time, they are largely through the pandemic. It's a very dense country. And I had previously met the personal physician for Prime Minister Modi several years ago in his house. And so I have a relationship. We want to certainly have a fair discussion regarding vaccine safety and efficacy. And I think this issue about Pfizer, its laboratories, and any laboratory that's basically altering the genetic code for SARS-CoV-2, I think there needs to be an immediate global sweep of who's doing this, who is manipulating the genetic code of SARS-CoV-2, and we should have all the files and records. This is enormously dangerous, and if this has prolonged this pandemic misery for the world, people need to know about it.
It broke last night. Project Veritas shared the internal Google leaks that they had a, quote, urgent guidance to censor any and all forms of the most recent Project Veritas videos, specifically of Jordan Tristan Walker talking about the gain of function research, what he calls directed evolution, then the panic attack in the cafe saying, I'm literally just a liar. Now, you've dealt with censorship yourself. You've had a little bit of a look into that keyhole of how it goes down. Thanks to Twitter, Elon Musk, and the Twitter files, we have now basically a gaping door window into how the censorship goes down. But the question here is obvious. Who told Google to censor these videos? Did it come from Pfizer? Did it come from the government? Your response, Dr. Peter McCullough, to YouTube, with an insider leaking these internal documents, with an urgent guidance to ban and censor and remove all forms of this Project Veritas video.
Yeah, it tells you some people inside YouTube are worried, and they have their morals and ethics on the line, and they're leaking it out because they know something desperately is wrong inside YouTube. Who's giving the orders? The U.S. government through the FBI, the CDC? We know that Scott Gottlieb, former FDA chairman, was basically giving directions to Twitter to specifically censor information on natural immunity in order to push more Pfizer vaccines, as he was a frequent contributor on CNBC. So we know that certainly it's not beneath anybody who's working for Pfizer to directly try to use their influence through social media. But at this point in time, I think we hopefully can rely on more YouTube whistleblowers. And if they are anonymous or if they want to turn state's witness, there needs to be an immediate widespread censorship probe here. This is in the open. YouTube has no position here to try to put a filter on this. You know, Tucker Carlson brought it out on primetime. It's been fully exposed here on InfoWars. People want to know.
Well, and thank God for Tucker Carlson. If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't even make cable news. I've been watching, and literally that would be the case. It's hard to believe, folks, but it's true. Now, you just brought something up that I was thinking as well, and I'm going to issue this to Jordan Tristan Walker one more time, because thanks to the insider whistleblowers at YouTube, Walker's window of opportunity to come out as a whistleblower has reopened. It was closing on him after the freak out and not coming out immediately and working with Pfizer to cover this thing up, obviously. I'm guessing they told him to just say you're a liar. Jordan, if you really think that you can trust Pfizer in this situation, you clearly have not learned anything yet. But now, thanks to the whistleblower or the leaker at Google or YouTube, Walker, your window of opportunity has been reopened. Now you can be inspired by the YouTube leaker. And I believe the only path to redemption for this Pfizer executive that has really just shamed himself in more ways than one, his only path to redemption now is to come out as a whistleblower, tell us the truth about what was going on at Pfizer. Otherwise, I don't see any good outcomes for this individual. Do you agree?
No, I agree. His relatively short career, I think, is finished. He doesn't have a clinical pathway and likely would never get a residency now to finish. And he shouldn't have any type of pathway in pharmaceutical development at this point in time. I think his only option is to turn state's witness. He's obviously a bright young man. He went to Yale and UT Southwestern. You know, he's well trained in medicine, but something's gone wrong. He was on the inside of things with Pfizer, and you know, and he did leak very important information. What goes on in these R&D meetings is really telling you what they're thinking about. And when he said that they were thinking about what's termed directed evolution, that actually to try to direct the evolution of the virus so they can get one step ahead of it with vaccines. And the specific comment was, the question was, well, wouldn't that be bad for the world? And he said, yes, it would, but it would be good for Pfizer. I think that told the world everything.
Well, and he also says, you can't tell anybody this, and we don't want anybody knowing this. So, I mean, obviously he knows what they're doing was at least morally and ethically wrong, but potentially even illegal. I don't know his, you know, how much he knows about the law. But, you know, here's the trend I see, and I think this is going to pick up steam, Dr. Peter McCullough. And I think last night's story of the YouTube insider leaking the urgent guidance memo for everybody to make sure that the Project Veritas videos are not seen on YouTube anymore. I think this is kind of the under or in development story. I think whistleblowers are going to be coming forth left and right. I expect whistleblowers, more whistleblowers from big tech, whether it's YouTube, Google, Facebook, what have you. I expect more whistleblowers, maybe even from Pfizer, because as you said, this cat is out of the bag. This genie is out of the bottle. And now, if you've had any involvement in this, you better be making the realization that your life forward has two paths. Either come out on the side of good as a whistleblower, leaker, state witness, whatever, or you're going down on this hill of the biggest eugenics program and the biggest medical malpractice lawsuits that are incoming in world history. I mean, these are the two paths. I think people are going to realize that and start coming forward as whistleblowers.
I agree. You know, I did bring up this term. I think it's very important. If there was contemplation about an intentional release of a new strain, you know, that qualifies as domestic terrorism. It's at least conspiring to commit domestic terrorism. Would be injured by a new biological threat. So Pfizer could answer with this with a new vaccine. This should go to the highest levels of investigation at this point in time.
And so I guess the question now is, I know you're about to be going to India and have a major discussion. What about interest at the U.S. level? Where is that at right now?
We know that the letters from Marco Rubio in the U.S. Senate within 24 hours went to Albert Bourla, another one from Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson. But we need to bump it up to a higher level. There needs to be special investigative committees named and have an immediate probe, on corporate corruption and malfeasance. I've already testified in the U.S. Senate on December 7th, 2022. It's in the Senate record. These vaccines should all be pulled off the market now while investigations are performed.
And obviously, you've got your first witness. You've got the first guy to subpoena and bring forward into hearings, and that is Walker. I mean, this stuff needs to be moving rapidly. We've got Dr. Peter McCullough with us. Do not go anywhere, folks. I still got huge news to cover with him, including an MSNBC host talking about her myocarditis. Oh.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.